Connecting at Christmas, A Memory of Warm Springs Chapel, by Becky Garrison. John, chapter 1, verse 12. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. When I was 12, my late father served as a supply priest at Warm Springs Chapel in the Warm Springs, Georgia, hospital. The highlights of these trips were serving occasionally as my father's acolyte, and partaking of the free buffet afterwards. The rows of congregants in wheelchairs failed to capture the attention of this self-absorbed preteen. On Christmas Eve, I was in a really foul mood. For starters, an older acolyte was allowed to robe for the service. Someone was concerned that as a kid, I might accidentally set the chapel on fire in the middle of this serene candlelight service. Also, I had just been informed that I wasn't getting some of the presents I had put on my Christmas gift list. And to top it off, there wasn't even a free buffet afterwards. Right after the congregations had received communion, the chapel doors opened. The candles reflected the bright hospital white color that filled the sanctuary as hospital staffers escorted patients in stretchers down the aisle. When I saw one young man who was close to my age smile as he received the body and blood of Christ, I felt ashamed. Here I was, having this pity party, when these people, who couldn't even get out of their beds, had a glow about them. I saw how they possessed the gift of Christ's love, and in that moment I realized that that was the one gift that really mattered. Prayer. Dear God, help us see the gift that you give us at Christmas time is the promise of salvation. Remind us that your gift is more valuable than any other gift I may receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Discussion questions. Number 1. What does it mean to be a child of God? Number 2. Describe an experience when you've received the gift of Christ's love. What can we learn about God and our faith from people who are physically or mentally challenged? Number 3. Who in your community may be homebound or away from their families during this Advent season? How can you reach out to them? Check out wheretoturn.org. to see how a local grassroots group put their faith into action helping those in need. Number 4. What does "live simply that others may simply live" mean to you? Becky Garrison is author of Red and Blue God, Black and Blue Church, and senior contributing editor for The Wittenberg Door. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. What Does Jesus Want for Christmas? Pageant and Music CD. Or Cloth for the Cradle from Iona Wild Goose Worship Group. Or Shine On, Star of Bethlehem Worship Resources.